This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamavam. Hope everybody had an easy fast. We're continuing in Masechta Yevamos, Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara has a shaila. Iboilahu, ba'androgynous mali, amar shmua. The Gemara brought two statements in the middle of Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. One statement was the Academy of Rav. They said in the house of Rav, in the name of Rav, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi by androgynous and by grafting. And Shmuel says the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi by labor and by assuring grain and wine and a vine. But we don't know what Shmuel said regarding androgynous. So Iboilahu, they had a question, but androgynous mali, Amar Shmuel. What does Shmuel say about androgynous? Tashma. The Amar Shmuel Rav Anan. Shmuel said to Rav Anan, Lesa Lebraisa Mekam Masnisen. Shmuel said to Rav Anan that the Braisa, where Rav Yossi was unsure as to the status of androgynous, does not stand to the Mishnah where he said that androgynous is a Zachar. Harkava Mali Amar Shmuel. What does Shmuel say about grafting? Tashma coming here. The Amar Le Shmuel Rav Anan. Shmuel says to Rav Anan, Tani Keman the Amar. Shloisha Ushloishim, that Shmuel said to Rav Anan, teach that when it comes to grafting, you have to do it 33 days before. Namely, Rabbi Yehuda says it's 3 days before 30. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon say 2 weeks. So clearly, when it comes to grafting, Shmuel did not hold of Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara continues. Koishi Mali Amar Rav. What did Rav say regarding the halacha of labor in terms of, we mentioned that when a woman bleeds during her days of Ziva because of labor, that's not considered Ziva blood. And there's a machlokes regarding how long could a woman assume that she's in labor? Last night, Michael Cohen asked, why does Rav Meir say 40 or 50 days? That was the end of last night's year. So I looked it up in the Gemara Anida on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says that 40 for a healthy person and 50, the blood a woman could be in labor for an unhealthy person. Okay. In any event, what does Rav say regarding labor? Teiku. Now, this teiku is very problematic to me. Because I always learned there are two interpretations of teiku. One is the matter should stand, and the other is Eliyahu HaNavi will answer the question. I think this Gemara is very conclusive about what the meaning of teiku is. Because here we don't have a question, what's the halacha? We have a question, what did Rav say? So what, Eliyahu? No, we need Eliyahu is going to tell us what Rav said? Rav will tell us what Rav says. I mean, I guess before Tchias HaMisim, I mean, usually Eliyahu is needed to tell me what the halach is, what the psak is. Here it's a matter of reality. What did the man say? So Eliyahu is going to tell me what he said? How would Eliyahu know what he said? Normally Eliyahu knows what the halach is because Eliyahu is Pinchas and he has smicha from Achia HaShiloini. But how would Eliyahu know what Rav said? Eliyahu wasn't there. Somebody told him Ruach HaKodesh. We don't follow Ruach HaKodesh in Halacha. The greatness of Eliyahu is that he was a person who had smicha and has smicha and is alone. Okay, I don't know. To me, the teiku here seems to indicate teiku just means that the matter will stand, teiku. The question will remain. Okay, Kiddush Mali Amarav. What did Rav say about vines, asrin, grain? Amar Rav Yosef Tashma, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav in Halach Rav Yosef. Because we learned in a Braisa, come in here. Rav Huna said, the name of Rav, the Halach is not like Rav Yosef when it comes to Kiddush, asering a vine branch, asering grain. Says the Gemara, Amar Le Abaye, Abaye said, Why are you relying on this report of Rav Huna, what Rav said? Rely on a different report of what Rav said. Rav Ada, Rav, halacha Rav Yossi, Rav Ada said in the name of Rav, the halacha is like Rav Yossi. So why are we relying on what Rav Huna said in the name of Rav? Why not that the halacha is not like Rav Yossi? Rely on what Rav Ada said in the name of Rav, the halacha is like Rav Yossi. Says Gemara, Amri Bei Rav. They said in the academy of Rav, Amri, they said, Bei Rav Manu, who is this academy of Rav? We wanted to know. The Gemara started off by saying that in the academy of Rav, they said in the name of Rav, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi by androgynous and by Harkava. We don't know what the academy of Rav holds regarding Koishi. So the academy of Rav, says the Gemara, is Rav Huna. That's why Rav Huna's statement carries much more weight. He is the Academy of Rav. If you want to know what the Academy of Rav holds, and Rav Huna is the Academy of Rav, so we're going to go by Rav Huna's statement, not by someone else's statement. Because it didn't say Rav said it, it said the Academy of Rav. The Academy of Rav is Rav Huna, so we'll follow Rav Huna's version of Rav, obviously, in determining what the Academy of Rav holds. Amri Bei Rav Manu, who's the academy of Rav? Rav Huna Amar in Halacha. Rav Huna says Halacha is not like Rav when it comes to the vine asering grain. Rav Yehuda Amar Tumtum. Okay, we're going back to the Mishnah now, and the Mishnah said that a Tumtum who's membrane covering his genitals was ripped open and he turned out to be a male, he cannot do chalitza because he's like a sris. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ami, may overlay Rav Yehuda la tumtum de biri. What's Rav Yehuda going to do with the famous case of tumtum of biri? There was a tumtum in an area called Biri. The Osve Abe course, they put him on the surgical chair. The Ikra, they tore open the membrane. Voilid, Sheva Bani, had seven boys. So what's Rav Yehuda going to do with that story? Rav Yehuda said, if you rip open the tumtum, he can't do chalitza because he's a sris. Yeah, but what about the famous story reported in that famous Jewish magazine about the guy who had a thing ripped open? He had seven boys. The answer is Rav Yehuda says it's a complete lie, like every other story you read. Rav Yehuda Amarle, Chazar Abonim, Me'einheim, go check out where his kids come from. The wife was Mazana. Don't tell me stories. I don't believe these things. This is my main principle. I don't believe any stories. I don't care who says it, where it says it. They might not be true. They're vaday not true. They're not true. That's what Rav Yehuda would say. But the Gemara is asking. Everybody said the story, and the doctor said, and he said, and she said, and it's written, and it's everyone's talking about it. That's exactly. It's loy haya v'loy nivra. Not that it might not be true. All said. Not one of the kids is not his. None of the kids are his. The story is completely fabricated. It's not a question at all. Anyway, this is a major subject in my house. Our story is true. And I subscribe that they're not. Anyway, we continue. Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Rehuda Omer, Tumtum lo yachleitz. We learned in a braisa, Rabbi Yosef Rehuda says, a tumtum can't do chalitza. Why? Shema yikra, because you might rip him open. V'nim tzisris, he'll turn out to be a sris chama. So then, now the Gemara asks, really, that's the reason he can't do chalitza? Because he might be a sris? What about the fact he might even be a female? And he certainly can't do chalitza. Why do you have to hinge it on the fact, even if he's a male, he might be a sris? Well, if he's a female, certainly not. Says Gemara, otu kodem akarei zacharav, every person you rip open, he's a male. Hachi kamar, shema yikra. You might rip him open. V'nimtza nekeva v'fil nimtza zacha shem yimtza sris chama. So the answer is you're right. That's all part of it. In other words, maybe he'll be a female. And even if he's a male, maybe he'll be a sris. Now, this version of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, is different than what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda said, that he's a tumtum shenatu chalitza. Why? because he's like a Swiss. And Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says he shouldn't do chalitza. Maybe he'll be a Swiss. So the Gemara wants to maybeinayo. What is the practical difference between Rabbi Yehuda and his son Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda? What's the difference, Rashi says, between Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda and his father? Amar Rava, livso b'makom achin, to disqualify in the place of brothers. Let's say there are brothers who are healthy, and the tumtum does chalitza. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says he's like a Swiss, and we treat him like a vaday Swiss, so the chalitza is meaningless, and the other brothers could do yibam because nothing was done to the woman, the act of chalitza was meaningless. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it's only maybe he's a Swiss, so, but you have to be choshesh, maybe the chalitza was good, and therefore the other brothers can't do yibam. Or, v'lichloid shaloi b'makam achen. Let's say there are no other brothers, he's the only one. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he still should not do chalitza, because he's has the vaday status of a Swiss. And according to Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, he should do it misafek, because on the chance that he's a full-fledged male, she's zakuk to him, so before she goes out, lashuk, and she marries someone else, he should dissolve the zika with chalitza. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Abba, Achua de Rav Yehuda bar Zavdi, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, send name Rav Abba, the brother of Rabbi Yehuda bar Zavdi, who sent the name of Rabbi Yehuda, who sent the name of Rav, androgynous chayav and love skill mishtei mekaymais. Someone who lives with an androgynous, you'd be chayav misa if you live with him the way one would live with a male, that's from the back, from the anus, or from the front, since this guy is an androgynous. That's the shita of Rav. Now we had a discussion about this, and we said this is a machloikis between Rabbi Elazar and the Tana Kanma. That the Tana Kanma says you're chayiv in two places, and Rabbi Elazar says only one. So frek the Gemara is a kasha meise, Rabbi Elazar amar, Rabbi Elazar says, androgynous chayiv love skila kibazachar, and androgynous you're chayiv skila like a male. If you live with the male from behind, that's in his male orifice from behind. So here Rabbi Elazar is disputing the notion that you're chayiv from both places. Says the Gemara, Hu da'amar ki hai tana. He holds like the following tana. The Tanya Rav Sima Yoimer, androgynous chayav love skila mishtei mekaymais. That, in other words, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Abba, Achua, Rav Yehuda bar Zavdi, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, androgynous chayav love skila mishtei mekaymais, he's going like Rav Sima. My time of the Rav Sima. What's the reason, Rav Sima? Why would somebody be chayav for living with an androgynous from both places? Amar Rav bar Hamduri, Rav said, Bar Hamduri Azberli, Bar Hamduri explained to me. It says, V'es zachar, and the male, le'sishgav mishkavei isha. Don't lay the layings of a woman. So it's saying, V'es zachar, don't lay with this zachar mishkavei isha. Ezeu zachar yishbo shnei mishkavois. How would a male have two ways to live with? Havayam rezan droigenes. So it's saying that you can't, that this is the source that your chayev both from the back and the front. And what would the Rabbanon hold? But who are the Rabbanon? Rabbi Elazar. Rabbanon, the pasuk is saying like this: Af agav de ispe shnei mishkavos. Even though this person has two mishkavos, es zachar ksiv. Only if you live with them in their male orifice, namely from behind. So according to Rav Elazar, the S Zachar is referring to the male orifice. So now the Gemara asks, V'rabbanan zachar greida min alahu. And according to the Rabbanan, how do you know that if you live with a male from behind, you're chayiv for that relation? Bishlama Rashi says, according to Rabbi Simai, the S Zachar is referring to males. And it's saying you can't live with them mishkavei, either from the back or from the front, when that's applicable if he's an androgynous. But according to Rabbanon, the S Zachar is not talking about the male. The S Zachar is talking about the male orifice. So if it's talking about the male orifice, and it's saying by an androgynous, you're only chayiv for living with them from behind, only through the male orifice. So how do you know if you live with a regular male, you're chayiv in the male orifice? Rabbanan zachar greidah min alahu. Says the Gemara, it says, mishkavei me'isha. What does the pasuk say? 1 second, the Bach changes the girsa here. The correct girsa should be ve'es me ve'es isha. Let's see what that pasuk is. We learn it from the word ve'es isha. What does that mean? Anyone have insight into that? What does the Gemara mean? The Rabbanan, meaning Rebbe Lezer, where do we learn out to live with a male from behind its asar? We learn it out from the word ve'es isha. I guess the extra word isha could have just said v'yaz zachar lo yisishkav mishkavei. Anyone have?
It seems like it's from the v'yaz zachar, from the v'yaz. The Bach changes the lashon from me isha from me v'yaz.
From the extra vav.
Oh, from the word V-S. So the Bach is changing it from Me'isha to the word V-S? I see.
From the extra vav in the V-S is teaching it.
From the extra vav in the word V-S. So that includes not only if you live with an androgynous from behind, but if you live with a male from behind. Okay, thank you. Meves. Now the Gemara, according to Rashi, asks on both opinions, how do you know if somebody lives with a woman from behind, one is chayiv? Beisha shalei kedarka minelu. Meveisha. That I learned from v'es achar lo yisishkav mishkavei isha. The word isha is extra. From there we learn if somebody lives with a woman from behind, there it's aser. Okay.
Not stam a woman. If somebody is aser.
Right. In other words, how do I know that if somebody lives with a woman that is an erva to them, that living with them, shalei kedarka, is considered a relation with the woman? Correct. Thank you. Right. Now, Rabbi Lezer holds in the Mishnah that an androgynous is considered a male. So now the Gemara is going to qualify that, not regarding everything, is every androgynous considered a zachar? Amar of Shizvi, Amar of Chizda, loy lechol, Amar Rabbi Lazar, androgynous, zachar ma'al yehu. Not for everything does Rabbi Lazar say an androgynous is a male. Because if that would be the case, then let's say you had an animal that's an androgynous, or a bird that's an androgynous, it should be valid for a carbon. But we know regarding kachim, we don't treat an animal that's an androgynous as a male. Shema ta'imar ken, because if you say that, b'mukdashin yekadesh, when it comes to an animal which is hektish, it should be a valid hektish. And we know it's not. Uminol anduloy kadesh, how do I know it's not? The Tana Rabbanon, the rabbis taught, hanirva, if someone, Rashi says, we're talking about if you did malika to a bird. Malika is the type of shechita done to kachim, where you take the long fingernail of the kayan and you slit the back of its neck. But the animal has to be an appropriate animal. If the animal is anirba, someone had relations with, v'hamuksa, or set aside for avodah zarah, v'hanevad, or worshipped as avodah zarah, v'ho'esnan, or in exchange for a harlot, u'mechir, or in exchange for a dog. Esnan, excuse me, is the used for the harlot's fee. U'mechir, or exchange for a dog, v'tumtum, or a bird that's it has a covered avar, v'androgynous. So the halacha is, this is a very important halacha, that normally a nevela is metame if you carry it, but a nevela of kodshim has a unique status. A nevela of a kosher bird does not have tuma when you carry it. It only has tuma when you eat it, and it transfers tumah through your throat when you swallow the bird. So if you eat a bird that's a nevela, then when it transfers tumah through your neck, and it's metame the begadim you're wearing. So since in these cases the animal is not fit for a carbon, so when you slit its throat, and that animal basically became a nevela, because you didn't do shechita, you did malika. Malika is only effective if it's a real carbon. If it's not a real carbon, the animal is a nevela. So the Tanakhama says, it's in this case, the animal becomes a nevela, and it's metame begadim abes habliya. Rebbe Lezer Omer, no. Tumtum v'androgynous ein metamin begadim abes habliya. A bird that's an androgynous is not metame begadim abes habliya. Why? Shahay Rebbe Lezer Oimer, kamakum shenemer zachar nekeva. Whenever it says a male or a female, ata might say tumtum va'androgynous. Whenever the Torah says a male and a female, you exclude a tumtum and an androgynous, because a tumtum and an androgynous are suffolk male, suffolk female. Now, what that means that when it comes to an animal, Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion. Again, Rabbi Lezer says a tumtum and androgynous is not metame begadim abes habliya. So Rebbe Lezer says that's because whenever it says male and female, it excludes a tumtum androgynous. But by a bird, since it doesn't say male or female, we're not going to exclude a tumtum and androgynous. And therefore, it is a valid malika, because the tumtum and androgynous are not excluded from birds for kachim. They're only excluded from animals. But the bottom line is, that means Rebbe Lezer agrees to the Tanakhama that when it comes to a behema, a tumtum and an androgynous are not a valid male, but they're a safek. So therefore what the Gemara is saying is that even though Rebbe Lezer holds an androgynous is a male, but regarding kachim, it is not considered a definite male. Regarding kachim, it's considered a beria bifnei atzma. Okay, so we're going to stop here at the two dots. Next week, Be'ezus Hashem, it should be a regular schedule. And we will be in touch. Have a wonderful night. Shluf gesund. And thanks for coming. Call to everyone.
You want to hear a good story?
Sure.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.